Welcome to Pet Tips with Dr. Stacy Nelson from Veg ER for Pets in St. Pete. Today, we're going to talk about cancer awareness in our dogs and cats. November is Pet Cancer Awareness Month. And we'll talk a little bit about different types of cancer that we see in our pets. The most common type of cancer we see in dogs and cats is lymphoma. This is a disorder of the lymphatic system and specifically the lymphocytes. And it can present in many different ways. In some cases, we will see big lymph nodes. That's not uncommon in dogs. Sometimes the cancer is internal in the liver, spleen, or intestinal tract. Sometimes it can present as a mass in the chest. So lymphoma, because it is a blood cell tumor, can present pretty much anywhere in the body. Diagnosis is pretty straightforward. We'll take a sample from the affected area and send that to a pathologist for review and diagnosis. Lymphoma is a disease that can be very effectively treated. That is the good news on that one, is that oncology and chemotherapy can help treat this disorder. A common one that we see in dogs is bone tumors called osteosarcomas. These usually happen in large to giant breed dogs that suddenly will start limping. X-rays usually can confirm a tumor in the bone, and an aspirate can be taken for diagnosis. Osteosarcoma does tend to spread to the lungs very early in the course of the disease, and so additional testing is always recommended before treatment. Another common one that we see in both dogs and cats is mast cell tumors. These are tumors that commonly occur on the skin in dogs and in internal organs more commonly in cats, although sometimes dogs can also have mast cell tumors in their liver or spleen. This is a tumor that of the cells that contain your histamine, and so sometimes dogs or cats with these tumors will also have allergic-like reactions to this. There are many patients that can actually be cured of this tumor, especially if it's skin-related, and chemotherapy can also be very helpful in these tumors. Cats have a very high incidence of soft tissue sarcomas. These are tumors of typically your muscle and connective tissue origin. It's not uncommon for us to see these tumors in areas where injections have been given. It's a very common feline tumor, and surgery is typically the treatment for these types of tumors. Recurrence and regrowth are common, and so sometimes there would be an additional type of treatment with either radiation or chemotherapy. We also will commonly see tumors of the oral cavity. These are often squamous cell carcinomas or osteosarcomas, fibrosarcomas, and melanomas. And so these can be seen along the gum and sometimes the jawline in dogs and cats. More common in dogs than cats. Treatment usually is surgical removal and sometimes radiation. That was something that you would definitely want to talk to an oncologist about. And the last type of tumor that we'll talk about are tumors of the nasal cavity. This is not an uncommon tumor that we will see in dogs. And there are many options with radiation in nasal tumors that can actually give some pretty good results with this. So while cancer is not something that we ever want to have to diagnose or see in our very beloved fur babies, there are a lot of really great advances occurring now that can help your pet. So if you have any suspicion that there's something going on, please see your veterinarian, and if you have any additional questions, please visit our website at veterinaryemergencygroup.com.